Daf Daf Chaf Dalad. So we got to three lines down. The Gemara is discussing Rov Vikarov Holchem Acharov. Rov beats out Karov. So the Gemara is bringing a number of discussions related to this. So the Gemara says Amar Abai. Abai says Af Ananami Tanina. It's also a Mishnah. I mean, this statement was really attributed to Rabbi Chanina, who is Mechadish this din. But Abai says it's really found in a Mishnah. The Mishnah is in Meseches Nida, which says Dam Shenimtza Bepruzdar Sveiko Tame. So it's referring to the different parts of the woman's body there. So if dam comes from the makor, from the uterus, so that dam is dam nida. If it comes from anywhere else, though, that's not called dam nida. So he found the pruzder, and they weren't sure where it came from. If it came from the makor, then it would be dam nida. If it came from what's called the aliyah, that would be tahor. So you find in the pruzder, you don't know the source of it. So the Mishnah paskins sveiko tameh. It's a suffix tameh because shechaskaso mina makor. Because the chazaka tells us that it came from the makor, it came from the uterus, and therefore she's a nida. Even though there's another source that's closer, the aliyah is karov to the pruzdar, but rov comes from the makor. So we see rov karov holchanacha rov, and we assume it came from the makor. So the Gemara says Amar le Rav. Rav responds back to Abai. You can't use this mishnah as a raya for rov karov holchanacha rov, because this case of mishnah in Maseches Nida is rov umatzoi. Kamas is a completely different din, and rov matzoi leka leman damar. No one would argue on rov matzoi. I mean, it's one thing to have rov, most dam comes from here, but also matzoi, it's also more frequented. You can have something that's rov, but just stays stationary, it doesn't come frequently. It's rov and also matzoi, and therefore that's always going to trump. But it doesn't prove that in a case of regular rov versus karov, who knows, maybe rov doesn't win. Rov matzoi is a completely different din. Ditani Rabbi Chiya teaches us, how do we know that it's Rov Matzoi is so vadai? It's a dam hanimtza bepruzder. Chayavin olav al bias migdash. If the dam is found in the pruzder, you know, you don't know really where it came from, but it's safe to assume. So much, we assume it's, if she goes into the bias migdash, which is an issa deraisa, it's real tuma, she's chayiv kares. The sorfin olav es the truma. If she touches truma, normally if there's a safek tamei truma, we say tolin. We don't burn it. There's an issa deraisa to be sorfin truma. You can't burn truma if it's chulin. So if it's safek, we say tolin. We don't eat it, but also don't burn it. Leave it until it goes bad. But we're so certain that if it's in the pruzer that it came from the makor, we tell them to even lechadchila sorfin es a truma. So this is the statement of Rabbi Chiya. And Amar Rava, Rava says, we learn from Rabbi Chiya Shmamina, we learn three things. Midi Rabbi Chiya Tlas Shmamina. There are three conclusions we make from the opinion of Rabbi Chiya. Number one, Shmamina, we learn that Rov v'karov holch acharov. We assume it's Rov and Karov, because this is the case. The Gemara is going to ask a question in just a second. But right now the Gemara says, a case of the Dam Bepruzdar, it's Rov from the Makor, but Karov to the Aliyah, we assume it came Rov, we assume it came from the Makor. That's one din we learn from this. Shema Minah number two is Ruba Deraisa, that we assume Rov is Deraisa. How do we know it's Deraisa? The fact that we say she's Chayvin B'bias Mikdash, and we're Sorfin Es Hachuma, so Rov assumes it's Deraisa, we go Basta the Rov on a Deraisa level. And then the third Shmamina is Isler Rabbi Zera. Different din now. What's Rabbi Zera? The Amar Rabbi Zera. Rabbi Zera says the following case. Af al pi shedlasos medina neulos. Even though the doors are locked, we still assume something. Let's, before we go by, we have to look at Rashi for understanding what Rabbi Zera is referring to here. So look at Rashi around 15 narrow lines up. Isler de Rabbi Zera. Damar, he says, Rabbi Zeir says a statement famous by the case of Gavei Teisha Chanios. Nine stores, Bishile Perakam of the Ksubis, the end of Maseches Ksubis, first parak of Maseches Ksubis, Ubenimsa, if you find meat on the floor, and nine of the stores are kosher stores, and the tenth one is non-kosher, Halach Achar Rov Umut. If you find it on the floor, we say you go bust the Rov, and chances are that it came from a Jewish store, kosher store. The Afal Pisha Delasos Medina Nulos, even though the stores to the outside, other cities, right now I'm in Woodmere, okay? Now Woodmere, most Jewish stores, most stores are kosher. So if I find the piece of meat, I can assume it came from one of the kosher stores, I'm allowed to eat it. Now even though, let's say they lock up the Woodmere in nighttime, and I can't access the other towns that are nearby, I can't go to Farakwe, I can't go elsewhere, where they also have mostly Jewish stores there. So we don't care about that. We don't need two roves, because the Gemara is entertaining there. Then maybe you need two roves to tell us that you could eat the kosher meat. One rove is in the local city in Woodmere, and another rove is the Medina outside. So Rabbi Zera says, we don't need two roves. Because he says, look at Rashi, continuing in Rashi, Again, Rov Ha'ir, I'm sorry, I skipped a line. The Afa Pisha Delasos Medina Nulos, even though the doors to the outside of the city, to the larger community, is locked. Delesa Elachad Ruba Lachshira, and I only have one Rov in Woodmere itself, in that city only. That's the only one that tells me it's kosher. Rov Ha'ir, where most of the city of Woodmere is Teisha Chanios, nine kosher stores. Sheba Mochros Basar Shchuta, they sell shechting meat, properly shechting meat. The Ha'achas, and there's one Mocheres Nivela, one Trave store. Dika Milsa Debinam, because there are some things that require Tarti Rube, Kidamin Hasam. Some things require two roves to follow. So he says, but when I'm not reading the rest of Rashi, but Rabbi Zeir concludes, you don't need two roves, you just need one rove of the local city in Woodmere. So too, now in our case as well, when it comes to the woman, back to the Gemara, the third Shema Amina, Rabbi Zeir says, Shema Amina Isil Rabbi Zeir. We hold like Rabbi Zeir again. The Amar Rabbi Zeir, Afa Pisha Dalsos Medina Nulos. Even though the gates to the larger community is closed, we only need one rove. So too by a woman. The Ha'isha, the Chidlasos Medina Nulos Dami. It's a similar case in that there's only one rove by a woman. Rove comes from the Makor. There's no second rove to speak of, so we see you only need one rove for the Isha, so too you only need one rove for the kosher meat that you found, and you could assume it came from a kosher store.
According to Rizera, the issue is that the second rove would be also Rov Yehudim outside the city.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, it would be twice Rov Yehudim.
Exactly. Okay. That's what Gemara says, some areas need that. We only need one rove. So either way, these are three conclusions we make from the statement of Tani Rebbe Chiya. So now the Gemara asks, did we say above that the case of a woman Nida and founding Dam in the Pruzdar is a case of a Rov Umatsur, not a model for Rov and Karov? So we just concluded here from the second Shema Amina, we see Rov and Karov, Holochanach Rov. But the Gemara asks, but didn't Rava ask, say above, you can't learn a Rov and Karov from the Nida? Because the Gemara Rov Umatsur, Lekalaman Damar. No one would argue in a case of Rov Umatsur. And the woman Nida, Dam is Rov from the Makor, and it's also Matsui from the Makor, and it's a completely different case. To which the Gemara says, Hadar Be Rava Meahi. Rava retracted, and he says, look at Rashi, three wide lines down to explain what he retracted from. Had Rava Hudamar, sorry, that's not the one we want. Le'a Rova Matsui Lekalaman Damar. Lomasai, he didn't explain what the retraction is, but he retracted from saying that, no, we don't look at the Dam Nida as a case of Rov Umatsui, we look at it as a case of Rov the Karov Holchen Acha Harov. So that case of Dam Nida is a Raya that Rov beats out Karov. Okay. Gemara now tells us that Itmar Chavis Shetzafa Benar, you have a bottle of wine and a concern of Yaina Nesach. If it came from a goy, it's Yai Nesach, you can't drink it, you can't even get Hana from it. But if it came from a Jew, so then you're allowed to drink the wine. So what happens? You see a bottle of wine floating in the river. What's the status of this wine? Amarav Nimtes Keneged Ir Sheruba Yisrael. Mutaris, if you find it next to a city along the river, that's a Jewish city, so then you could drink the wine. We assume it's lost. It's a din of why it's lost, because it has to be aveda. Otherwise, if they return it, there's no simin. Shatz v'hanar, the Gemara tells us in Bamitzi, if the river takes it away, so then the guy's miyayish. So you're allowed to have it mitzad gneva. It's not an issue of stealing, but now you have to know the kashrus status. So it's keneged ir sheruba nachrim, however. If it's next to a city of mostly non-Jews, then asura, then you have to assume rov, it's going to be a yai nesach. Comes along Shmuel, Amar, no. Afilu nimtes keneged ir sheruba Yisrael. Asura. Even if you find it in the river right near a Jewish city, it's still Asur. Why? Because Amar Mihai Dekra Asur, it came from a port down the river, a big city, and went down the river. Just because you found it now, you know, along the shore of a Jewish city, it could get any city along the way. So there's no rise. So therefore, Shmuel says that you cannot drink it. So what's the machlokas here? So Lema bid Rabbi Chanina kamiflagi. Maybe they're arguing Rabbi Chanina's din who holds Rov Akar of Holchanach Arov. Demar Islay the Rabbi Chanina, Demar Lesay the Rabbi Chanina. Meaning Rav holds Karov. It's Karov to the city. Even though Rov chances it came from up the river, we go Karov beats out Rov. So Rav doesn't hold a Rabbi Chanina. But Shmuel says no. We hold like Rabbi Chanina. Rov Karov Holchanach Rov. And Rov likelihood is it came from another city up from the river, a big massive city there, and we follow the Rov. So that's the machlokes Rav v'Shmuel. So the Gemara says that not true. The Chuli Alma Islay the Rabbi Chinin. Everybody agrees. Rov v'karov halchan acharov. Halcha b'hakim nufugi. The machlok is by the schavis is a different machlokes. The Mar Saver, one holds im isa de mehar de kara asi akula pshura have metabile. Had it come from that large port city above the up along the river higher up, it would have got stuck somewhere along the way in one of the rocks or the snow that had really put together. Rashi explained some of the details of, you know, the many places where, again, the water bottles up here, and there are rocks, and then there's snow, and then there's ice. It's going to get stuck somewhere along the way. It wouldn't have made its way all the way down to this Jewish city. The fact that it got stuck on the side of the shore of the Jewish city indicates that it must have came from the Jewish city. However, Mar Sava Shmuel says, no, Charifa Dinara Nakid Vase. The river is quick. Maybe it dropped in the middle of the river and again got stuck by any rocks and went down the river and finally moved off to the side to the Jewish city. So there's no indication, just because it got locked up on the side by the Jewish city, that it really originated from the Jewish city. So that's a machlok. It sounds like a machlok is a metzias. We normally paskin like Rav when it comes to Dinim, I think. So it says here we paskin like Rav. That's what from the Ein Mishpat tells us. But there must be something deeper as to the machlokes, but that's the surface.
But according to here, Rav would only allow it if there are rocks on the way from the big city.
Correct. If it's a very clear river.
Meaning, even if we're passing like Rav, it doesn't mean that in any case we would. Only
right.
In the case where it's hard for the bottle or the barrel to go through.
Right, exactly. If there's a clear river, you know, what I recall from like on the Nile is a very clear water. There's no like rocks along the side there. It's a very like, it's like a canal, I guess. It's kind of almost like, it looks like it was man-made, so then there would be no issues of rocks, inachanami. Now, Tosis points out something else as well, another situation, that even though the Gemara presented the case of Rov, look at Amor Mahai de Kroasi, Balav Dafka Nimtes Keneged Ir Sheruba Yisrael Aser Shmuel. Shmuel will even Aser Elafilul Ir Shekula Yisrael Iklam Mechashlachi. Even if it's a city that's only Jews live there, yeah, get that, it doesn't make a difference where it came from another place, who cares where it got stuck along the side of the river. I meant to do a Tosos earlier for a second here. Look at Tosos right above that. It's a Shmamina Ruba Deraisa. It's in the middle of the above Tosos here. It's in mine it's a little bold, but it's not enlarged. I don't know if that helps you at all. Mm-hmm. You see the Dima Maskel Vishama. Shmamina. So halfway down that there's a two dots Haga Vishmamina Ruba Deraisa. So Tosos there writes, so we just brought a raya that Ruba is Deraisa. That's what we said above. The fact that we say if a woman is a Damnida, we don't know really where it came from, but we assume Rove cases it came from the Makor, and she's Chai Misa, we're going to the B.S. Mikdash, that means Rove is Deraisa. So Tosa says, Chashiv Le Ruba the Lesser Kaman. The Beruba Isa Kaman Lo Tzarekra. There's two different types of Roves. There's Ruba the Isa that's in front of you, and Ruba the Lesser of the Kaman that's not as clear-cut Rove. Now, there's a big machlok is how to define Ruba the Isa of the Kaman versus Ruba the Lesser of the Kaman, but there are two different categories. So Tosa says, when it comes to Ruba the Isa of the Kaman that's in front, that's so clear it's a Rove, we don't need a source because we have the Pasuk that already tells us, Achei Rabim Lahatos. That's Ruba the Isa of the Kaman. So what the Gemara is adding here, even Ruba the less of the Kaman, that's less clear, that's Rov, that too is Deraisa, which is derived not from a Pasuk here, but at least from this Gemara Nida, that a woman, because the less of the Kaman, you can't see obviously where it's coming from, that's a Ruba the less of the Kaman, but even that is the Chiddush, that too is considered Rov on a Deraisa level. Okay, let's go further now, the last eight lines of the Gemara. The Gemara says, Hahu Chatzva, the chamra. What's chatzva? The chamra. There's some type of again a barrel of wine of some sort that was the shtakach bepardesa de arla. So it was somehow it was hidden in an orchard that was arla. The first 3 years of the fruit trees that we know is usher to eat the first 3 years. So now you find the guy is walking through his farm and he finds that there's a barrel of wine that's someone stuck into his own arla field. So now what's the halacha? Do we assume some guy stole the arla from his, from my tree, let's say, my backyard? He took my arla grapes and he put it in a box and he hid it somewhere. And therefore I can't eat it. It's certainly going to be hefker. It's my property. I own it.
And it turned into yang. Meaning,
exactly.
It's strange.
Right, it's strange.
You're talking about yang, but okay.
Right, so the Gemara says, no, it's sharia rabina. It's mutter because, fine, it's mutter. Even though I found it in my backyard, in my grapes, which are all arla, I have a barrel of wine which I didn't put in. Some other guy took it and buried it in my backyard. I could assume that it was not stolen from my arla trees, and I'm allowed to drink it because it's an aveda. So the Gemara suggests, Lema suggests maybe mishum de savar la through Rabbi Chanina. He holds now. There's a girsa change here. Actually, just adds in a word, nothing really significant here. Rov the karov holchen acharov. What's the karov arla? So if I assume Karov, I shouldn't drink it. The Rov is the rest of the world. So we go Basar the Rov. So this arrived, we go Basar Rov.
Not Rov and Karov. It's vineyards and a barrel.
No, no, but the barrel's in my vineyard. So
that's
now.
Not me, but I'm saying the barrel means where it was pressed, where it was done. It's really
no, but do we assume, where's the source? Do we assume it came from the closest place, which is my Arla yard? Or do we assume it came from Rov, anywhere else in the world? So we say Basar the Rov. So the Gemara says no. Shiny Hasam there is different. That's not a raya for Rov Akarov. Because di mignav minei, if a guy actually stole from my arla trees, atznuy begave lo matznia. The robber doesn't steal when he runs away and kills someone. You don't drop the gun, you know, where you did the damage. You do it a few blocks a little later. So the guy stole the grapes and turned them into a wine. You don't bury it back into the source. So that's why it's unlikely. Karov isn't even a factor here. No one would hide it in this place. So that's why we knock it out. It's really a case of just rov. And the Gemara says, honey mili chamer, that's only wine, because as Ricky is pointing out, you don't take grapes back to my house, press them, make them wine, and bring it back to the source. So that would be unlikely. But if it's actual grapes where I didn't process it at all, if I'm stealing grapes and I hear someone coming, then I'll quickly try to hide it in that yard. So then there's a possibility Karov is now a factor. Now, what's the halacha though? Now the halacha is, if I find grapes hidden in a box in my backyard, so then why? Right. Should we say Karov Rov Holchan Acharov though? So the Gemara, it sounds like it's suggesting that it really should be Usher though. But what about Karov Rov Holchan Acharov? So the Rashi doesn't really say anything here, but I think it's of a discussion in the Rishonim. There's a big discussion. So Rabbeinu Yonah presents this as a machlokas. So it says, really, if you hold like Rabbi Chanina, you would say it's mutter. Even these grapes would be mutter, he holds, according to Rabbi Chanina, because we hold Chanachar.
It's not because it says that you say kan nimtza kamiye, meaning it's here. If something that is the same type of the things that is there, you say that this is what it
is. Right, so that's the Ramban.
That's like a chazak
almost. So the Ramban says, if it's the Makomo, right. If I pick out a grape from the Arla tree, let's say, I can't say, oh, now it's Rov. I picked it out of the grape, the arla tree. Right. So when you find it in that place, that's like kimikomo. That's what the Ramban says. There's no suffix. But Rabbeinu Yonah says, no, there's a suffix. We still don't know. And it's a case of Karov Rov. And he paskins like Rov, like Rabbi Chanina. So that's Machlokas Rishon.
That's it.
The other case is Tonel. It was all the Makom Acher.
Exactly.
So this is. If you find the grapes on the floor, as if they fell off the vine.
Right. But once it's in a box, though, so that already indicates there's some.
Right. We had a similar thing with the bird that couldn't walk, that couldn't fly.
Right. Exactly. Right. That's Mimakomo.
Right.
So anyway, so Machlokas Rishon, how to conclude this when it comes to finding the grapes. Okay. Now, interesting Tosos here. Some of you in business might really appreciate this Tosfos. Look at Tosfos Dira Maschlev at Snuye Begave. The guy wouldn't hide it in that same place he stole it from. Vim Tomar Mikomakum Ye Aser Dirubadalma Nachem Ninu Bahavi Yainesech. So isn't Yainesech?
I was thinking that.
So again, you're a very nice person because Ye Shlomar, the Rov Ganve Yisrael. Most Ganavim are Jewish. So we can assume that the wine is Yainesech. It's a Gemara Nevodah Zara.
Okay. No, maybe he meant there.
Right. I think he means in the town is Rov Israel, and you have the same percentage of Ganav. Right.
That Rov what? Say it again.
If the town is Rov Yehud, Rov Jews,
then you
say that the same percentage of Ganav and Jews are the same.
You're very nice, but the Gemara Avodah Zarah and also Balbasa, I think later on, says that Rov Ganav, Rov Yisrael Ganavim.
The censors changed it. Rov Yisrael
Ganavim? I'm right. Rov Ganavim.
The censors. They changed it from the censors. It really, when they say Yisrael, it really means Goyim.
Wow.
Okay.
That's very refreshing.
Fine. Says the Gemara in the bottom here. Hanu ziki de chamure. Ziki de chamure, Rashi explains, are no dose. You have some, pouches or canteens, I guess, of wine. And de shtakhene be kufai. So you found it buried between in the vineyards, and it was a Jewish vineyard. So sharinu Rava permitted them to drink this. So lema lo savarla de Rabbi Chanina. So you can't hold the Rabbi Chanina. Why? Because as Rashi explains in the last Rashi in the Amud here, Leilech Acharov, El Achar Karov. And V'kan Yisrael Mitzuin Yosef Minochim, V'lazin Basa Ruba Da'alma. So he says, really, you should go Basa the Rov and say that most of them are Wait, he's saying Rov Yisrael. That doesn't make sense. Is Rashi? Let's read that Rashi again. Lema lo savalak chanina leilach acharov alachakarov. He goes based on the karov. V'kan Yisrael mitzuyin Yosef Menachrim. I guess here in the karo place. It's not the karo place is all Yidden. But v'lo azin basaru b'dama. Don't go raised in the global market where most people are non-Jews. So you go based on the karov. This is against Rabbi Chanina. Rabbi says no. Shiny hasam there is different. The ruba the shvuchay Yisrael ninu. Most people, Rashi explains on the top of Amud Beis, most shof chayay min achavis lenodos. Most people are pouring from the barrels onto the small canteens. Most of them are Jewish. Limchor lo v'drachim b'medina zos. They had a monopoly on this industry, so we assume that if it came from a nodos, it was poured from a Jewish chavis. So that's why we assume there's no rove. We don't go rove people in the world. We go rove winemakers. And rove winemakers were Jews. And the Gemara says, it's only referring to if it's a large canteen, which only the shofrei yayin would do. Aval bezutre, if it's a small canteen, aimim over drachim nafal. Then it doesn't depend. Everyone has drinks wine along the way. So if it's a small canteen, everyone's walking by and everyone's traveling, and there are more non-Jews traveling than Jews, so then you have to assume it came from a non-Jew. Only when it comes to the big canteen, where only the most of them are Jews, that's where you assume it's kosher. But then the Gemara says, now let's say you find small canteens, which we assume that Rov is Nachum, using small, but you also find a big canteen, which we said Rov is Yisrael. So if you find them together, so then you're allowed to assume even the small canteen came from Rov Yisrael. Why? So why are they together? Because Rashi explains when you're carrying on the donkey, you want to measure out to the weights to be equal. So sometimes you're going to put like a big one here, and then if they like balance it out there, it's going to be a little uneven. So you're going to put some extra small canteens to make everything weigh nicely. So if the small and big canteens are together, so then you could even assume even that the small canteens of wine are from a Jewish source and drink it.
So basically, the maskana is that it depends on every case.
Every case is different.
There's no rule or karo.
Yeah. If you can neutralize all factors, so then rov beats out karo. But there's something unique to every case. Yeah. Right. Right. So. Yeah. Okay. Fine. It says the new Mishnah. The Mishnah tells us marchikin es ha'ila min ha'ir esim v'chamish. You have to distance the tree from a city 25 amos, and the reason is the Gemara is going to explain because it looks nice. You have a city and it's a cluster with all these trees and you can't see the city. It doesn't look very pretty. You want the city to be very nice as you drive into the city. You see the beautiful walls and then the houses. The trees sometimes get in the way, so you don't want the trees to be there. You have to distance 25 amos. When it comes to these trees which don't really bear fruit and they have a lot of branches and it really looks not so pretty, and then you need chamishim amos. That has to be 50 amos away from the city. Comes along Abba Shaul Omer, he says, Kol Ilan Srak Chamishin Amma. So these are barren trees that don't produce any fruit either. They are also require 15 Amma. Vim Ha'ir Kodma, if the city was first and then someone planted trees afterwards right near the city, Kote Tveinu Nosin Damim. You cut down the tree and you don't pay him anything because he shouldn't have put the tree there in the first place. But let's say Vim Ilan Kadam, let's say the tree was there first, and then they decided to build a city right around the tree. Mm-hmm. So then the halacha is kotet, you cut down the guy's tree, you need the 25 amos radius or 50 amos radius, but then no sin damim, then you have to pay back the owner, the Bal Ha'ilam. Saf exek kadam, let's say you weren't sure which came first, the tree or the Ilan, so the halacha is kadam. You cut down the tree. Because you have to motzi mechaveira lav haraya. You're allowed to cut down the tree, but you don't have to pay him unless he proved that he was there first with his tree. So Gemara says, my time, what's the reason why you have to have this buffer of 25 amos of no trees? So Amar Ula explains, Mishum noye ha'ir, because it's pretty for the city when it looks nice and open, and open grass and field. That's how a tree, how a city is supposed to look. So you need 25 amos of emptiness. So typically the Gemara says, why don't you learn it based on a pasuk? De ein osin sade migrash, below migrash sade. So this is based on the psukim and the lachas by Erechon in different cities. So you can't turn a migrash as the area. It's supposed to be open around 1,000 amos around the city. It's supposed to be open. And you can't make an open area. You cannot turn it into a field and start making growing wheat and whatnot there. And the field you can't make into an open area. You have to leave as is. But we see from this halacha that the migrash, the open area, cannot be turned into a field. Isn't that the same halacha we're talking about here? And that you can't put trees close to the city. So the Gemara says, "Lo tzricha l'Rabbi Eliezer." This is need for Rabbi Eliezer. You're right. According to Tanakama, inachanami, you need to have a 1,000 amos buffer of just complete migrash, emptiness by the city. But there is the opinion of Rabbi Eliezer who argues and says, "Amar osin sade migrash." You can transform the field into a migrash and vice versa. So now comes along the Mishnah. Even though Rav Elazar allows you to build a field up next to the city, you still need a 25 amos buffer, and then you can start putting a field next to the city. That's what we're learning according to him. So the Gemara says, again, Lo Tzricha, the Rabbi Elazar, who holds Amar Osin Tzadeh Migrash and Migrash Tzadeh, Hacha, in this case, Mishim Noi here, but of course the beauty of the city, Lo Avdinan, you're not allowed to build, put trees too close to the city. With the Rabbanan Nami Damri, even according to the Rabbanan, who hold Ein Osin Tzadeh Migrash, Velo Migrash Tzadeh, Hani Mili Zroim, Aval Ilanos Avdinan. Now even the Rabbanan who say you cannot turn a Migrash into a field and vice versa, that's referring to Zerum, of growing grains and stuff. That's where there's an Isser. But trees, you are allowed to add onto an area of Migrash. That's permitted. Just the sod that you can't add on. Zerum you can't place. You can't grow grains on the Migrash, but you can have trees. Now, even when you're planting trees, again, even Rabban agree, you have to leave that 25 amos of emptiness, and then you could start growing the trees on top of that. So Gemara wants to know, how do you know there's a difference between a tree and a Zerum? Gemara asks, Minot Tamer, how do you know the shiny bein zorim leilanos? That again, you cannot, if I have a migrash area, if I've got a field which is supposed to be empty, I can't place zorim here. I can't place grains and wheat and barley, but I can plant trees. How do you know that's allowed? So the Gemara quotes a brice that appears in Maseches Erevin, Titania. Karpef yosem mi beis sasayim. If it's a karpef that's larger than this area of beis sasayim, shehukaf la dira, that was surrounded by a dira. So then the halacha is, if it was really settled, this is a very important, one of the biggest concerns when making an eruv is a karpif. If you find the karpif, an open area, it could be a pond, a lake, those are the biggest concerns because it has to be a makom that's made for dira. If it's an area that's not made for a dira, for living space, it will ruin the eruv. So again, if it's a karpif that's larger than beis sasayim, that was really surrounded by walls or by a string to live as living space. If you're Nizra Ruba, if you plant in most of that area, Hare Kigina, it's like a garden, and people don't live in gardens. You cannot say that my vegetable garden is a place of living, and therefore it's Aser, then you cannot make an Erev around it. But if it's Nitea Ruba, if most of it's planted with trees, like a forest, that's not a problem. Hare Hu Kechatzer Mutter. People have trees in their yards, in the backyards, in their front yards. A tree does not really get in the way of using the space. It's good shade, so a tree is okay. But a Zeraim does not allow for a person to live there, and it ruins the carpet. So we see there's a difference by Erevin, so too there's a difference by the Migrash. The Migrash area that's meant to be left open, I can't plant Zeraim because no one could play. You can't play in where there's a carrot garden, whatever you call them. But if it's trees there, I can of course use that area and have picnics and play ball underneath the trees. That's why the difference between the trees and the Zeraim. Okay, Gemara now says, Im ha'ir kadma kotit. If the tree came first and then some guy decided to plant the tree, we cut down the tree, Veino nosim damim, we don't need to pay him back for this. So ask Gemara, Maishna gave bor. Why is it different regarding the boar, the katani kotit venosin damim? We say, Maisha hacha the katani kotit veino nosin damim. Comes to the case of a boar, the halacha is, if the guy plants a tree, so then we have to distance it, and if the boar came first, and then the guy planted the tree afterwards, so we make the tree, the guy cut down his tree, but we're also paying back for it, even though the guy shouldn't have planted the tree in the first place. So if I have my boar here first, and then you plant your tree, we cut down your tree, it's too close to my boar, but here's the money back. Comes to the city, so if I have my city, and then you plant your tree, we cut down the tree, but we don't pay you back. What's the difference? So the Gemara says, Amar Rav Kana, Rav Kana suggests, Kidra debe shutve lochame lo karire. A pot that's a partner, partners in a pot and cooking something, it's not going to get hot, it's not going to get cold. Each person's going to say, my partner's going to take care of the business, he'll do it. You have to have a partner you trust. But in a typical case, each guy thinks the other guy's going to do most of the job. There's so many on each other, and nothing gets accomplished here. So, and that's the case as well. So look what Rashi explains. Rashi connects us to our case. Look at the last narrow Rashi in the narrow lines. Lo chamim of lo karira. A kedera that's owned by two partners won't get hot nor will it get cold because shezeh somech al zeh. So each guy is going to think the other guy took care of the job. See, af kan so too here in our case. Dimei ha'ilam mi yitnem. Who's going to pay the guy? I have a tree next to the city, and the Baal here is going to cut down my tree. Who's going to pay me? So each guy is going to say, "In Basla Tilma Bnei Ha'ir, if you're going to make the city pay for the tree, Kol Echad VeOmer Mimeni Lo Yischilu. Don't start for me. Start with that guy. Let him be the first one to pay the money. I don't want to be the first guy." V'Nimsa Ha'ilan Omed VeYir Maguna. And now the tree is going to remain because no one's going to want to pay the money for the tree, and it's going to look ugly. Vein De Teferis LeEretz Yisrael. That's not the way of beautifying Eretz Yisrael. So you say, "Too bad for the guy who put the tree in. We're cutting down your tree, and then you could try to chase after the city to get paid. Good luck doing that. But we can't enforce anybody to pay the money." When it comes to one particular person, a guy in a tree, there's only one guy to go after. So we say, if you want to cut down my tree, you need to pay me the money if we're neighbors. And that's why by the boar you pay the money, but by the ear you don't pay the money.
Is the din only by Eretz Yisrael?
This whole halacha is by Eretz Yisrael. This distancing.
There's no noise.
I think they were dying from a sheet in the Rama maybe that he might hold that applies even chutz la'aretz. But certainly Rashi, and I think most Rishonim holds, it applies to only Eretz Yisrael. Certainly this Rashi we just saw.
I agree in New York.
Fine. So Gemara now says, "My Kusha, what's the Kasha here? Dilma Shaini Hezek the Rabbi Mehezek the Yachid. Maybe it's different. When it comes to damaging the city, so we cut it down and there's no collection. You were Mazik the Rabbim, so you don't deserve any money. When it comes to putting your tree next to the Yachid, so that's not such a great Hezek. So maybe in that case, you deserve money. So that can't be. So Ella, the Gemara says, "I itmar de Rav Kana asefer itmar." Rav Kana's statement of this kedera of shutvim that doesn't get hot, doesn't get cold, must have been said about a different statement. Which one? Asefa itmar im ha'ilan kadam. If the tree came first, and then you decide to build a city next to my beautiful tree, so then you have to pay me the money because I was here first. You can't just build a city and knock down my tree and not pay me back for it. Now, v'lei melahu havelei bereisha. So maybe I should say, if you want to cut down my tree, first pay me the money for the tree, and then cut it down. But the Mishnah says, no, you first cut it down, then pay me the money for it. That's not very fair. So the Gemara says, again, lei melahu, let him say to the city, havelei bereisha dume, pay me the money, v'hadar ikitz, then cut it down. So on this said Rav Kana, kidra debe shutve lo chamime v'lo chidkirim. No, who's going to be the first one to pay the guy the money? First you do your job, cut down the tree, and then you can chase after us for the money. That's how it's like working with the government.
So we say that the reisha is because there's a difference between Hezekiah and Rami Meir, and the second part is because of the...
Exactly. Because Hezekiah, if my tree came first, I wasn't mazik anyone. You came here after me. I deserve money.
Right.
But we say, still, no one wants to be the first one to pay up the money. Okay. Gemara now says, Safek zek kadam zek safek kadam. Self-exec, which one came first? You don't know if the city came first or the tree came first. So the law is kote tveino nosein damim. So you cut down the tree and you don't pay money. So my shami boar, damish lo yikot. We said by a boar, fita safek, we don't cut down the tree. So because the Gemara says, hasam devade lo lemiketz koi. In the case of the boar, if the tree came first, you can't cut it down. If the tree came second, you can cut it down. So with the safek, we don't act on the safek. When it comes to this case here, So therefore, sveiko nami lomrina. So too by the boar, we don't cut down because of suffix. Lomrina lo kots. But hacha, by the case of the city and the tree, vade lemeketz kai. So the tree, whether the tree came first or the tree came second, we always cut it down. So it's vade going to be cut down. That's not a shaila. The shaila is to get the money. So sveiko nami amrina lo kots. So therefore, the suffix of the tree coming first or not, we certainly say cut it down. So that's a pasha din. But when it comes to the money, imishum dmei, the money, amrino le, we say, I see ra'ilev shakol. Safik din, we say, moment mutu safik, we say, motzi mechaveir lev haraya, so you have to bring a ra'ya that you are deserving of the money. Okay, let's go a little bit further. The new Mishnah tells us. A lot going on. This is a very overloaded daf, a lot of different dinim coming up. So Gemara says, now the Mishnah rather says, marchikin es hagoran kavua min ha'ir. You have to separate the threshing field from the city, chamishim amah, because the way it worked in the threshing field, you threw up all the broken stuff, and then the chaff would fly all over the place and ruin things. So we have to separate from the city 50 amos. Lo yase adam goren kavua besoch shelo. You cannot make a threshing field in your own property. Ela imken yeshlo chamishim amah lecharuach, unless you have a radius of 15 amos on your property that doesn't overlap into your friend's property. Also, marchik mitiosav shechavero uminiro bichdei shelo yazik. And also, you have to distance from your friend's trees and from his plowed property so it doesn't damage it. So the last line sounds like it's less than 50 amos. Whatever that shear is, you have to The Mishnah doesn't tell us, but some other shear away from his netios and his nira. So the Gemara says, Maishna Reisha, Maishna Sefer. What's the difference from the Reisha versus the Sefer? Because the Reisha said you separate 50 amos, and then the Sefer says, whatever Kadeshi Yazik, Shali Yazik, there's no shear given. So Amar Abai says, Sefer Asan Legorin Shein Kavua. The Sefer is a case where it's not a regular Gorin Kavua. And one time I'm going to make a small Gorin here. If you do that up in the air, make sure it's not too close to your friend's property. If I'm doing this on a regular basis, though, a Gorin Kavua, that's where you have to have a separation of 50 Amos. So one to Gorin Kavua, and one to Gorin She'ena Kavua. So how do you know what's Kavua, what's not Kavua? Heichidami Gorin She'ena Kavua. So Amar Rabbi Yossi Bar Chanina Kol She'eno Zorah Birachas. If you don't need a shovel to throw up the pile, it's not so heavy, I could just pick it up with my hand and throw it in the air. That's Eina Kavua. It's about size. That's Eina Kavua. And that all you have to do is distance just a few amos from your neighbor. If I already need a shovel to throw up the all the grains, that's considered Kavua, and I need to have the 50 amos radius around the area. That's all according to Shita Sabaye. But Rav Ashi Amar, no, it's a Ma Tam Kamar. It's not two different dinim. It says, "My time marchikin goren kavua mina ir chamishim ama." The Mishnah is explaining why do I need to distance my goren kavua 50 amos? Kidei shelo yazik, says the Mishnah, in order that shouldn't damage. But there is no distinction between the goren kavua and goren she'ena kavua, according to Rav Ashi. So the Gemara asks the question, "Meisive." Marchikin goren kavua min ha'ir chamishim ama. You have to distance it 50 amos. Uchshem shemarchikin min ha'ir chamishim ama. Kach marchikin midiluyav mikshuav mitiosav uminiro shechaver chamishim ama kedei shel yazik. So just like you separate from the city 50 amos, so too from the gourds and from the cucumbers and all the plants and trees and his plowed area, all that's 50 amos as well. So that's makes a lot of sense. Bishma le Rav Ashi nicha, because according to Rav Ashi, it's all the same din. It's one din in the Mishnah. 50 amos is the shear across the board. But Ela le Abaye, who says, no, you don't need 50 amos for the trees. You could do much less than that. And for the Nero, this Akasha. The Gemara says, Nechanami, right, it's Akasha. Now, unclear how Abaye would interpret this Braisa. So the Gemara now wants to understand, and we'll finish off with these last few lines here. Bishma, this all makes sense. We understand why you have to distance from the guy's cucumbers and from all his gourds. The Azul Avka, because all the chaff and the dust is going to go on them. Vasa Belibe, it's going to go to the heart, to the nucleus of these foods. And the Matzalo, it's going to suck out and drain all the moisture and it's going to ruin it. So that makes sense why to separate it. Elaminira Amai, the guy just plowed his land. So what's the big deal? Some chaff and dust flies all over his plowed land. What's the issue? So Gemara explained, Amar Rabbi Abba Bar Zavda Visema Rabbi Abba Bar Zutra Mipnei She'osa, because it makes it into Osa Gala, makes it into Gala, into Zavel, makes it into manure, which of course he doesn't want that to happen. He wants things to grow there. It's going to be too much manure and ruin the property. Rashi says, Sorif Es Zeram, it's going to burn, ruin the seed that he just planted.
What's the exact manure?
I think it's a plowed land. Area you just plowed over. And
before
it's planted. Exactly. Okay, everyone have a wonderful day.